Persian rule was monarchical. When the Persian governor wanted to keep order in the Greek city-states, and they really did not wish to get involved in the day-to-day running of all these Ionian towns or the cities of Caria and Lycia, they turned to strongmen. They turned to tyrants. They put men in power who ruled as mini-monarchs. And this was antithetical to all those notions I've discussed about the notion of a rule of law, of a council, of an assembly, that the citizens have some type of final say or sovereignty over how the government is run. And that was something the Greeks really found irksome. And the fact that they were forced to live under tyrants, and there's two in particular we know about at Miletus, Histiaeus and Aristagoras. And in part, they engineer this revolt against the great king of Persia for their own aims. But when that revolt breaks out, one of the first actions of the Ionian rebels is to cast out the tyrants. Aristagoras, by the way, resigns his tyranny as an elected first general of the democracy of Miletus. He's a rather clever figure. At the same time that this is going on, that the East Greeks find themselves part of this greater world empire with all its prosperity, but their political institutions are in effect arrested, if not only turned back, they look across the Aegean, and it's only a two-day travel through the islands to Athens, and see that Athens, the mother city of the Ionian cities, has leaped ahead of them. That somehow the position that the East Greeks had had for, I don't know, 150 years was fading. Athens, at the start of the Archaic Age, was perhaps one of the most retarded and backward of the Greek city-states. The Athenians got tyranny about 70 years later than all the other states of Greece. They were so backward. At the start of the 6th century, in 594-593 BC, Athens was still largely an agricultural city-state. It was very large. Athens is in the center of Attica, which is this plain about 1,000 square miles, but it was on the brink of civil war. It went through a series of tyrannies under the Pisistratid tyrants, and actually the ex-tyrant of Athens, Hippias, was resident at Sardis for a long time. He went to the Persians. But in the course of the latter half of the 6th century BC, Athens leaped ahead. First economically and intellectually, as there were a series of economic and social reforms imposed by the lawgiver Solon that took effect over a course of one or two generations. The Athenians began to capture the eastern markets. They began to ease the Ionians out of that position of primacy. And this can be documented by the flooding of Athenian coins into this area, Athenian products, ceramics, and other wares. And the second important development was that in a series of remarkable changes, between 510 and 506 BC, the Athenians not only overthrew their tyranny, but created democracy for the first time ever. And the creation of that institution of democracy, the assertion of the polis in this form as the rule of law, was seen by their Ionian kinsmen as a signal, this is how our city-state should be developing. We should not be languishing under tyrants. And what made it so irksome was the development of the public culture with the democracy, later a development of the fleet, but the building programs, the dramas, everything that became associated with Athens. And in Ionia, you were under Persian governors, not only with tyrants. The excavations by the German team at Miletus has uncovered some of these tyrants actually tried to style themselves as Homeric-type kings or a Wanax from the Mycenaean age. We have some burial chambers that have been found, which most tourists just, you know, drive by. It just looks like some landscape. But if you know where they are, you go in there and you walk in and there are these vaulted tombs that look like something out of Mycenae in the Bronze Age. And clearly some of these tyrants and aristocrats under Persian rule were thinking, hey, you know, no, Persia's not so bad. And, you know, we can rule as petty kings. And yes, it's a small pond, but it's my pond. And this I think, aggravated the situation. And the Persians, to their credit, really didn't understand what was going on in these city-states, so that when the rebellion broke out, they were really taken by surprise in the first couple of years. They weren't prepared for this because they had given the Greeks their independence. They had given, or at least at the local level, they had their city governments. There were not Persian garrisons. There weren't Persian governors. The tribute was remarkably, I think, low, certainly in comparison to later Athenian demands. They respected the shrines, and yet, in 499 BC, when the standard was raised, all the Ionian states went into rebellion. And the Carians and Lycians, Anatolian peoples with similar city-states, followed suit, and Persia had a real war on her hands. But that's for the next lecture.